Tulip Fever by Deborah McGough, read by Rula Lenska. Maria the maid, dozy with love, polishes the copper warming pan. She is heavy with desire. She feels sluggish as if she is moving around underwater. Her face, distorted by the curved metal, smiles back at herself. She is a big, ruddy country girl with a healthy appetite. Her conscience, too, is a healthily adaptable organ. When she takes Willem into her bed, deep in the wall behind the kitchen fire, she pulls the curtain to shut out God's disapproval. Out of sight, out of mind. After all, she and Willem will someday be married. She dreams about this. She dreams that the master and mistress have died, shipwrecked at sea, and that she and Willem live in this house with their six sweet children. When she is cleaning, she cleans for his homecoming. When her mistress is out, she closes the bottom half of the window shutters so that she cannot be seen from the street. The parlour is thrown into shadow as if she is walking on the sea bed. She puts on her mistress's blue velvet jacket trimmed with fur collar and cuffs, and she walks around the house, casually catching sight of herself in the mirrors. It is a simple dream. Where is the harm in it? Maria is in the parlour now, on her knees. She is scrubbing the blue and white tiles around the skirting. Each tile shows a child playing, one with a hoop, one with a ball. One, her favourite, rides a hobby horse. The room is lined with her imaginary children. She wipes them tenderly with a cloth. Through the wall she hears the noises in the street. Footsteps, voices. Bred in the country, she is still surprised by the bustle of the Herrengracht, by how close the street presses in against her secret world indoors. The flower seller cries out, his voice as eerie as a peewit. The man from the pewter foundry rattles his tin, calling vessels out to be repaired as if he were summoning sinners. Somebody, startlingly close, hawks and spits. And then she hears his bell.